Commencement. I imagine it was before the ceremony, before they all started drinking and sharing cigarettes, because her dress looked properly stiff and she's pensive. But more about this dress, cinched tightly at the waist, smoothed over her gathered knees, large-collared, crowning sleeves with little wings, spotless, whiteness. I can't see her shoes, they're not in the photo, but her stockings are no longer black. There are brushed ice under her buttoned armor, and about her shoulders whips a heavy blue cape lined in blood red. It looks like it would be itchy from the photo, and makes me scratch under my chin where I see hers clasped. But a wind is blowing the cape open, blowing back her curls and cowlicks, strands floating over the top of her cap. Her cap. A cap. She's sitting on a rock, looking into the wind. North by North, for Rockwell Kent. I was looking for shipwrecks, for broken lives and froth at the edge of humanness. And you stole my north, my compass, turned towards your north, in whites, your north by water. Women huddled facing, men crawled away from their provider, attracted or breathless, and almost over, like it never happened, but betrayed by numbers. So, life under a coat, a triangle of yours, drawn from the knees, isosceles leaning, one watches, one wails, one comforts, on the prominence, done. We traveled similar paths, yours in youth, mine, in my mother's life, a Newfie fish eater, framed through her limbs and her feet then, in father's, a basket of ice and secrets. Why is it called Greenland? And which do I love more, line or story? Maybe they walked where you did. Can I say too? Can I say ours? Because I knew when I saw it, you, my eyes entering you, saw my own lack of courage, but felt there, the wind too, and the leathery brush by the cottage, and a flight over crucifixion, and the seal's red flesh like a magnet, north.